Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I am nearing the end of a series that I've been on. This is my fifth week of talking about how to receive God's best. This is a brand new album that we have out on this. I just made this at one of my recent Gospel Truth seminars, and I tell you, this is a powerful teaching. I haven't got time to go back and go through all of this, but this week I'm talking about that anything that is written in God's Word, the positive things that He has written about us, these are blessings. I have basically spent 5 weeks talking about the power of a blessing and how that a blessing is just God's spoken favor over us. And every word in here, now there are not only blessings, there are also curses written in the Word of God. But it says in Galatians 3:13 that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So Christ redeemed us from the curses. So anything that was spoken against people because of their sin and failure, Christ has stopped the curse for us. He became a curse for us. And so the curse is now removed. All of the curses are removed from those who truly put their faith in the Lord Jesus. And the blessings remain, and they've actually been strengthened and made much more powerful and much more inclusive through Jesus. We are now a joint heir with Jesus of every good thing that God has ever said about Him. So I've been saying that all of these blessings that are written in the Word of God were spoken by Him. They carry the same force and the same power as His original words that created the heavens and the earth. We've spent time talking about that in Genesis chapter 1, that He spoke the worlds into existence. His words are powerful. Boy, I wished I could go back and reteach that, because I know that there's new people watching the program all of the time, and that this is not the way that we think today, and most people just think, oh, words aren't that important. They say all kinds of things. They promise that they'll do this, and then if they don't do it, it's no big deal. You know, I just made a mistake. But a godly man will swear to his own hurt and not change, is what the Scripture says. If you truly were a godly person, your word would be your bond. You would not violate your word. You would never say anything you don't mean, and you would always mean every single thing that you say. But most people don't live that way, and because of it, they just don't understand. But God's Word are powerful. Well, somebody says, well, if that's true, well, then how come my life is going the direction that it's going? Because Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says, the Word preached unto them did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. You have to mix the Word of God with faith. Or here's another way of saying it over in Romans chapter 10. The Scripture here is talking about salvation and how we receive salvation. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's not just a matter of just saying things. You have to believe it in your heart. You have to say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. This is what keeps people from just falling over dead when they say, oh, that tickled me to death. They spoke a negative thing, but the reason they don't just instantly die is because they didn't mean that. It's an expression. Now, I'm not advocating that we go around saying things like that, because if you say it often enough and if you just talk death, I don't think it's good, but you have to believe it in your heart, and a person isn't truly believing that they're just going to die because they were so tickled to death. And so you have to confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. This is why all of these positive things that are written in God's Word don't just automatically work in your life, because number one, most people aren't moved by Scripture. They're more moved by what their doctor says, what their lawyer says, what their banker says, what their mate says, what their parents or what their children says, their friends, what the news broadcaster says. Most people are more moved by those words than they are by the words of God. Most people spend more time listening to the world and all of the things that the world has to say than they do what the Word of God has to say. So one reason that all of these positive blessings that God has spoken over us are not working in our life is out of ignorance. Most people don't know what the blessings of God are. And they just go by all the things that they've been told. For instance, you know, we were told that in 2008 there was a terrible recession, worldwide recession, and they started speaking fear, and they started speaking lack, and they started speaking destruction. Some people speaking that this could be the end of everything. And most people were more moved by those words of fear than they were what the Word of God has to say. The Word of God says in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's not doing it according to the economy of the country where you live. If you are a born-again believer, He will supply your needs supernaturally according to His riches in glory. It's not subject to a recession. If a recession did hit heaven, all God would have to do is sell one of those bricks that are made of pure gold and it would more than compensate. There is no limit with God. There's no lack with God. And yet, see, most people do not go by what God's Word says. They listen to the Word of anybody and everybody else. And so there's a lot of Christians that aren't receiving the blessings that God has spoken over them because they just are ignorant of it. Or maybe they know some of these truths, but the Scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's in Matthew chapter 12. In other words, you could have a truth. You could have the truth, some truths about God and what He wants to bless you with. But if you have that in small quantity compared to your listening to the Word of all of the news broadcasters and all of the other people that are speaking doubt and unbelief, and you're reading all of the newspapers and the magazines, and you have the abundance of what you've put on the inside of you is fear and doubt, well, then that's what's going to dominate you. So some people are just totally ignorant of all of the promises that God has given them. Other people, they may know some of them, but the truth is they spend so much more time listening to the negative curses and things that are spoken by the world that it just overwhelms the blessing of God. So you've got to find out what God has said about you. And everything in the Bible is God-breathed. God spoke these words to people. And when He released those words out of His mouth and spoke them to people and then they wrote them down, in this Bible, in these promises, is the blessing of God, the spoken favor of God. All you got to do is find what God has said about you positively, mix it with faith, Hebrews 4:2, and then speak it out of your mouth. Because it's all voice activated. As it says in Psalm 91:2, you have to say of the Lord, He is your refuge. Let me just turn over to Isaiah chapter 54, and I'm just going to take a few of the blessings of God right here. This is by no means everything. There are millions of positive things that God has said over every one of us in the Bible, and you've got to get into the Bible and find out what they are. And you've got to start believing it, and then speaking it out of your mouth and give it some time to work, and you will start seeing the blessing of God producing in your life. But look at some of these blessings that are spoken of in Isaiah chapter 54. Of course, Isaiah 54 follows Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 is the prophetic scriptures about Jesus being like a lamb led to the slaughter, that by His stripes we were healed. He bore our infirmities, carried our diseases. And this is talking about the sacrificial death of Jesus in Isaiah 53. So Isaiah 54 are the results, the byproduct, the blessings that come from putting faith in the Lord Jesus. And look at what it says, Isaiah 54, verse 1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Now this applies to the physical barrenness of a woman. And there are scriptures, specifically Deuteronomy chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 7. There's many blessings spoken by God in His Word, that there would not be a single woman among us that would be barren or any that would cast their young, talking about a miscarriage. Those are blessings that God has spoken. Now, does that always work? No, because not everybody even knows that this is a blessing of God. Some people think that, no, you're just, you know, it's natural and there's going to be so many children that are miscarried and there's so many people that cannot have children and they just look at things in the natural and they don't believe the blessing of God, mix it with faith and speak it so they don't get it. But if you could believe this, there are blessings spoken that you will never be barren, that you will never cast your young, which is talking about a miscarriage. And if you would believe that and speak it over yourself, then that can come to pass. So this physically applies to a woman not being barren and not casting her young. But this, the main use of this right here in Isaiah 54, if you read the whole chapter, it's speaking in a spiritual sense. It's using this figuratively. And it's not just talking about really a woman having children. It's talking about those of us who were barren. Like, for instance, you just never were productive. You never were one of the movers and the shakers. You were a person that it seems like things just never worked for you. You would qualify for what this is talking about right here. So what this is a blessing spoken out of the mouth of God to Isaiah. He wrote it down, and if you will believe it, mix this with faith, and then begin to speak over yourself, then you can come out of this barrenness. You can come out of this thing that, well, it just seems like nothing ever works for me. It seems like I just can't prosper. Other people prosper. Other people succeed, but I just can't seem to do those things. See, you can take this passage of Scripture and you can totally reverse that and say, I don't care what's happened. I don't care if I went through a divorce and if I made some wrong choices and if I made mistakes and if I've had a bad experience, my past does not dictate my future. Because through Jesus, that's Isaiah 53, here's the benefit. Now, I that was barren, maybe I did mess up in my first marriage. Maybe I did mess up in this business and I made terrible mistakes. Maybe I have failed in many different ways. Maybe I have hurt this person. Maybe I did have a sickness. Maybe somebody in my family did die of this disease. And barrenness seems to run in our family. It seems like everybody in our family has died of cancer. See, all of these things would qualify for what this is talking about. If that has been your experience, if you have been barren, non-productive, things aren't working for you in some area, through Jesus you can say that now I can sing because the barren wife has more children than the married wife. In other words, those who were barren in their own self, they couldn't do this. Now through Christ, I can do all things. So you can turn this around and you can begin to overcome whatever the limitations are. I don't care if you've been the kind of person that was so shy and timid, introverted, that you just couldn't prosper. You can take this and change this. I did. I was an introvert. Couldn't even look people in the face and talk to them. And now God has me ministering to millions and billions of people. You can literally take this and whatever area you were barren in, instead of now reinforcing that and speaking your failure and speaking your fears, turn around and begin to sing about the goodness of God and that I'm set free from this and I'm going to be more productive than the people that have all of these talents. Maybe you don't have as many talents as somebody else, but you know what? If you would trust in God and activate the blessing that God has spoken over you and begin to mix it with faith and speak it out of your mouth, then you can be more productive than the people who have more talent than you do. You know, it's obvious, I'm sure to most of you watching this program, that I'm not the slickest talker. I'm not as polished as a lot of people. And, you know, if I would have been God, I wouldn't have called me to do what I'm doing. I mean, my voice, I've had people ride in and say they thought it was Gomer Pyle. They were in another room and they heard me talking and they thought it was Gomer Pyle on the television. You know what? If I was God, I wouldn't have chosen me. I don't have the talents. I'm not as polished as some people. But you know what? God, I have activated the blessing of God. I believe that God has called me and that God has anointed me. And through my faith and me speaking forth my faith, God has blessed me and I am doing things that I could not have done. I am succeeding more in some areas than if I had all of this talent and ability. You know, when God uses somebody who's just polished, and I mean they're a good-looking person, they're one of these perfect people, and when God uses them, a lot of people look at that and think, well, it's that person's looks. It's that person's smoothness, and they're all of these things. But when God uses somebody like me, who in the natural, this is the last thing I ought to be doing. People listen to me. They watch me. They find out I'm a college dropout. And they just look and they say, it's got to be God. And you know what? God gets the credit. He uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise and base things of the world to confound the mighty and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 and following. And you know what? If you feel like this, if you feel like you just somehow or another missed out when God was handing out all of the gifts and the talents, this verse is for you. You can begin to sing because you won't be barren anymore. Through Jesus and through taking the blessing that He has provided, if you will mix it with faith and speak it out of your mouth, you can prosper more than people who have all of these great talents and abilities. You can see God bless you and use you more than anybody else. Man, that's powerful. The next verse says, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. You know what this is talking about? In the next verse, it gives a little more explanation. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. This is talking about growth. This is talking about expansion. It's not talking about just barely getting by, just barely surviving, but this is talking about through Jesus, you now have His blessing spoken over you and you should prepare to succeed. You ought to plan on expansion. God never made a piece of junk. God never made a person to be mediocre. God has a supernatural plan for every one of your lives. And He, you know, He doesn't want everybody to be on television like me. He doesn't want every person to be a minister. He may not want you to be a banker or a lawyer, but He has a special purpose for your life. There's nobody that just happened. God has a destiny for you. And I can guarantee you, most people are living way below what God's potential for your life is. God wants you to increase. God is a God of increase. He never subtracts. He never divides. And He doesn't even just add. He multiplies. God wants big things for your life. Every person. I know some of you are struggling with what I'm saying, but I know God. And I know that God made you for much, much, much more than what you've experienced. You know, in my own personal life, I got born again when I was 8 years old. That was in 1957. And I got into the ministry in 1968, and I began to start serving the Lord, and I believed God for things, and there was growth, and I was increasing, but it was frustrating, and it seemed like it was hard. Matter of fact, I've likened this. I was meditating one day, and I just saw a picture in my mind of Jamie and me rolling this huge boulder up a hill. And I mean, it was huge. And it was like it took everything we had to move this boulder up a hill. And then, if we would have stopped for just a moment to rest, that thing, we would have lost our momentum. That thing would have rolled back and just crushed us. And did you know, for decades, that's the way that Jamie and I were in the ministry. We were ministering. People's lives were being changed. But I mean, it was just like we were a step away from disaster. It looked like, are we going to be able to stay in the ministry? Can we survive this? And it was that way for decades with us. And then January the 31st of 2001, it's a long story. I won't go into this whole thing. But the Lord just spoke to me. The second most important encounter I've ever had with the Lord. And He spoke to me and He says, you are limiting me through your unbelief and fear. Psalms chapter 78, verse 41 says, in their heart they turned back and limited the Holy One of Israel. And the Lord used that verse and told me I was limiting him by my small thinking. And you know what I did? It's a long story, but I had fear. For one thing, we had been like pushing this huge boulder up a hill for decades. We had finally reached the top of the hill, and there was a relative ease. It's like we could rest a little bit. We could have taken it easy. The ministry finally had reached a place to where we were surviving, and it looked like we were going to live and that we were even going to survive. And good things were happening. I wasn't under the same pressure. But I was afraid that I just couldn't be everything that God had put in my heart. I was afraid that those things wouldn't come to pass. And I was letting these fears hindering me from taking some steps of faith. And anyway, it's a long story. I've got an entire series on this entitled Don't Limit God that will talk about how God spoke these things to me and the change that it made in my life. But anyway, on January the 31st, 2001, the Lord spoke to me about how I was limiting him, and he used some of these very verses about I need to enlarge the place of my tent. I need to expand my habitation. I'm going to break forth on the right hand and on the left. And did you know, I believe this, and I mixed it with faith, and I started speaking it out of my mouth, and I mean our ministry just exploded. Since 2002, it's now been less than 10 years. Did you know our ministry has increased more than 10 times? It's probably 100 times the size. We are now reaching over 3 billion people around the world. At the time the Lord showed me this, our Bible college was running around 100 people in the school. Now, if you include all of our online Bible school, our correspondence Bible school, our extension Bible schools around the world, we have over 2,000 people in that system. We are expanding, and we are believing God to build this new facility in Woodland Park that is going to accommodate over 3,000 students. I mean, our life has just exploded. So the reason I give all of this testimony is to say that just like this says, because of what Jesus has done, God has spoken a blessing over me, and I begin to believe it and speak it out of my mouth, and I'm seeing huge results. Now, it's like we're on the other side of that hill. We're going down the hill. That boulder has picked up steam and momentum, and I'm having to run as fast as I can to keep up with what God is doing. Things have totally changed. And likewise, every one of you, God has more for you than what you are experiencing. God has awesome plans for you. But you've got to take this as a blessing spoken from God, that God wants you to expand. God wants to do more through you. You don't need to play it safe. You need to expand. You need to lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, believe this, mix it with faith, and then go to speaking it over yourself. And within my life, everything changed in just a matter of weeks. I believe if you were to mix it with faith and go to doing this, many of you would see total transformation. God wants you to expand.
We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders Program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality, providing a firm foundation for building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers and making disciples who will carry the almost too good to be true news of God's love and grace around the world. Discover how you can help change lives. You can get more information by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College today. Change your life. Change the world.
And there was this man on the phone saying, your husband's had a wreck.
I was in a head-on accident. I was told later it took him 2 jaws of life to get me free from my truck cab.
His ribs were busted, his sternum was busted. One hip was crushed and the femur was broken real close.
And the nurse had told my wife later, says people younger would die.
It was like Satan did his absolute best to kill my husband.
I chose to live.
Check out his story today. Log on to awmi.net Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with Ken and Virginia Wood.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado, next week for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 4th through the 8th. In Chicago, Illinois, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 4th through the 6th. And in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th. He'll also be in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 25th through the 27th. In Charlotte, North Carolina, for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting, September 11th through the 16th. And in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
That was easy.
Thought about taking your parents to Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs? It's easier than you think. Log on to www.awmi.net for more details.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Receive God's Best, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The fifth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fifth CD titled God's Word Equals God's Blessing, free of charge. On today's program, Andrew mentioned his teaching titled Don't Limit God. This product is available on CD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
Andrew would like to invite you to visit the website as he guides you through the second installment of the virtual tour. This time, come inside the future home of Charis Bible College. You can almost smell the new carpet.